live, entering into hour number two of the Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites because, you know, they're so special like that. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. And we continue with your phone calls, starting with Chris in Florida, listening to WFLA in Tampa. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
You are on the air, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just want to say that the war on drugs is a war on Americans, and they talk about stopping the violence of the drug cartels, and the way to do that is by legalization. You know, there's not the Corona people, you don't hear about them going out and shooting the Tecate people or the Dos Equis people. The problems are all created by the, it's Americans have the right. Some people don't like to drink. I can't drink. I feel like I've been poisoned. If I drink, I fall asleep instantly. If I drink, I can't, can't work or do anything. I'm not saying I haven't been doing any of that with marijuana, but at the end of the day, when I get off work, I should have a right as a citizen to make a decision what I want to do and not be told, no, we like this, but we don't like this. And
that's right. You're a big boy, and you can make your own decisions for your life.
Yeah, I was told I was free in this country.
And if you look at the history of the drug wars, a lot of that was all based on, they said things like racist things, like it makes black people go rape white women, and it's really just, it's amazing that no one's made it up for about all the history of the drug. They don't want to admit that, we can't control them, and, we want to be able to tell our citizens what they can do and what they can't, and, the amount of money they could raise by taxation and get rid of the crime. Other people that make $500,000 a year and pay no taxes because of illegalization, and they could, by taxing it, to get rid of the crime associated with it, and the money could go to legitimate businesses and be taxed instead of, just all the crime that's, right now. Because there's no control. When I was 14 years old, I could buy any drug I wanted in my school smoking room, but I couldn't buy beer because you had to be 21 to buy beer.
Yeah, so it is trickier for young people to get their hands on legal products than it is illegal. You just summed up, I think, pretty much all the main points against the war on drugs and in favor
Thanks
of freedom.
Thanks for running the show, man. we were going to hit all these things, and you took it.
Yeah, you just sucked up an entire hour's worth of content. No, that was great, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you. Any other thoughts?
My last thing, if I had the money, I'd run a commercial to just show 2 12-year-olds trying to buy alcohol and have the clerk, of course, ask for the ID. They say no, and then say, come on, I've got an ID, and they go over to some guy and get the shadiest-looking biker you can get to sell him some pot and say, you want some Coke, too? And have that kind of commercial, because it's, I'm not people that, most of my parents, friends, everybody agree that, the way to, get rid of the crime is to get rid of the, the crime is the fact that, it's illegal. So that's my thoughts. Well, thank you for letting me express it.
You nailed it, Chris. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Though let's point out, come on. We all know that even though it's easier for kids to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol, it's certainly the legality of alcohol is not, or the illegality of teens drinking alcohol and the legality of adults being able to drink it has not prevented kids from getting their hands on it.
No, I think, I probably got my first beer without parental consent at age 15.
I'd have been 16, I think.
So obviously that's, 6 years ahead of the 21-year-old break that, at my time. Of course, it moved up from 18, 19, there's plenty of people listening, those were the rules then. So, and when you look at Europe and, they're drinking, the way they drink with meals and things like that, I feel that kids are taught this important fact of life. 90-something percent of people listening, and I don't know what percentage, but it begins with a 9, of people listening have had alcohol at some point in their life. And a good percentage of them drink it on a pretty regular basis. So to me, that's an important part of life. And parents should be able to teach their kids about it. They can't teach them about it legally because they're 21. They should, likely they're moved out of the house at that point. So who's going to teach these kids? Their friends, pimply-faced teenagers
who don't know anything
are going to teach your kids about alcohol. Why? Because politicians said it was a good idea, and Mothers Against Drunk Drivers is just ramming through. They got a lobby, but who's the lobby for underage drinkers?
That's why
nobody's the lobby for common sense.
Yeah.
Tell me a lobby for common sense. Does Washington have one lobbyist group that is for common sense?
There's the Coalition for Common Sense here in New Hampshire, but that's not in Washington. So, no, I can't tell you.
No.
But what I will say is that even though alcohol is illegal, kids can still get their hands on it. And you're right, Mark. All the things you point out are dead on accurate. One of the reasons why we've got problems with binge drinking in this country is because of the prohibition on young people being able to drink alcohol. Now, look, I'm not advocating that young people go out and get wasted. But what I'm telling you is that's what's happening. It's happening right now.
Whether I get on the radio and say that people should be able to drink underage or not, it doesn't matter.
No.
People are drinking underage.
And the cops
I drank underage. You drank underage.
Sure.
And likely the most of the people in the sound of my voice drank
and
underage.
And I'm fortunate that I didn't get arrested for drinking underage during the time that I was doing so. Right now, while we're speaking, it's Saturday night in America. And I can tell you that right now, across the country, there are high schoolers getting together. Somebody's parents are out of town, and the high schoolers have gotten their hands on a keg. You know, that's illegal and everything, but they managed to do it anyway. They've gotten their hands on a keg because some 21-year-old guy wants to come and pick up the high school chicks. And they're all getting together, and they're going to get drunk tonight. And some of them are going to drive home.
Right. Now, if that parent is a resource to that kid and that parent has talked to them about alcohol and how, look, I know you're going to drink, and if you decide to drink, please let me be the one that you call.
Yeah.
If you have more than two beers, please call me.
I'll come pick you up.
We'll figure out what to do with your car. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Please call me because you're that important to me.
But
rather than, oh my God, I can't believe you spent the night in jail, it'd have been good for you.
Right.
Screaming at them and teaching them lessons.
Yeah, and then punish them so they hate you.
So that you aren't a resource. I don't know whether they're going to hate you or not, but you're not going to go to the person who yells at you for the behavior when you commit the behavior. Yeah.
When they did the same exact thing when they were 18. So don't forget, it's a persuasive point, going back to what Chris had said, it's a persuasive point to say that, well, kids have a tougher time getting their hands on alcohol as compared to marijuana, so therefore we should legalize all of these drugs. But that won't prevent them still from getting their hands on it.
They will get their hands on alcohol.
In fact, what I'd like to point out is that if it were possible for not only young people to drink alcohol at younger ages, and I don't think there should be a minimum age, I think the ages should be set by the store owners who are selling the product.
And the parents of those kids, I think that's the more important
person. Sure. But if a store owner says, look, I don't sell to kids under the age of 18, then that's their policy, and that might be set based on the parents that come in.
In Ireland, you can buy a beer as long as you can get up to the bar and the bartender will serve it to you.
That's awesome. That's the way it should be. So that would allow American kids to grow up being taught about alcohol at younger ages and how to handle it, how to drink responsibly, and we'd have less problems as a result of that.
Similarly,
if drugs were legal, and I'm talking about no minimum age here, if all drugs were legal and there was no minimum age to buy it, and again, it was just up to the store owner, to who he wanted to sell it to, then these kids that are right now huffing paint thinner, Freon.
It's easy to get.
Freon, let's see what else. Gasoline.
Metallic spray paint.
Spray paint, sure.
Now, these are the most dangerous drugs your kids can do because they do immediate damage to their brain. You could live forever doing morphine or heroin or whatever. I'm not saying you'll live the most productive life, but there have been a lot of opium addicts.
As long as you get your dosage right, which is difficult with the black market
drugs, yeah.
But we've got a situation today where kids who otherwise might just smoke some pot and get high, if they can't get their hands on the marijuana, they might just go and huff something, and that's even more dangerous. Look, you can say all the bad things you want about marijuana. It makes you lazy. It'll grow. If you're a man, you'll grow breasts. You can throw out all of the cliches. But there is no evidence, none, that marijuana has ever caused any the consumption of smoked marijuana has ever caused any deaths. So you compare that to huffing things, people have died instantly.
Yep.
From doing that kind of heart attacks and things like that.
Well, don't forget, huffing like gas and then lighting a cigarette. And
oh my God!
The whole building goes up.
So you have to ask yourself: do you care about young people? And if you care about young people and their life and their health and how well they are taking care of themselves, then you should allow them to experiment with some of these safer drugs out there, like marijuana. Because if you don't, if you disallow it, they're going to do it anyway. And then, like you said, Mark, they're going to get together with their buddies who are also 15. And, hey, have you tried huffing some paint thinner? You think I'm being unrealistic here?
When
you think that's not
down,
happening?
That buddy, that idiot that thinks that the huffing paint is a good idea becomes the resource, not you.
This is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial in, bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, the archives, live streams, we've got it all, and it's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. You can get a free account today over at privacyharbor.com, because normal email isn't secure. privacyharbor.com.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Justin listening to WFLA in Tampa. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about the previous caller who said that if you were to legalize marijuana, that the violence over the border would actually lessen.
Okay.
That I don't really think that would be... That would actually happen.
I agree with you. Go ahead and tell us why, though.
Okay, in Hillsborough County, we recently netted, at least $4 million worth of cocaine and a bunch of weapons that they were shipping across over to the United States via tires.
Mm-hmm. So the drug war is over.
I wish. The cartels are busy fighting over the cocaine trade routes. It's not marijuana. Marijuana is not really as expensive as cocaine is.
Well,
so they're not making as much money.
Well, let's be fair. You're right. You can probably make a little bit more money on cocaine, but up at the upper echelons of the drug dealing business and the black market, if you're doing deals in hundreds of pounds of marijuana, you're talking about some pretty big money. Mm-hmm. And so there is a propensity for violence when you get up to those levels and double crossing and things like that. But your observation is true, that if we were to legalize tomorrow, if the government people were to legalize marijuana, it would not significantly reduce the violence associated with the drug trade, because the drug criminals would still be operating in the realm of cocaine and heroin and meth and all of the other drugs. So
exactly.
That's why full and total legalization is the only viable option if we actually want safety to be returned for the most part to America's streets, because then you take the cocaine and the other drugs out of the hands of the cartels and you put it in the hands of American businessmen, then you've got quality products being offered in a legitimate marketplace where users, if they have a complaint, they can go to the company and complain or whatever. It would just be such a better situation. It would take all of the violence out of it because the cost would be dramatically lower. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree on the part where you're saying legalizing marijuana, but when you start legalizing coke, when you start legalizing X, when you start legalizing these other drugs that will kill you within, you know, one or two doses.
Well, alcohol will kill you too.
Quickly.
Wait a minute.
Well, not one or two. So will many prescription drugs kill you, and you know they're still out there. You can take overdoses, even of many over the counter drugs. Most people don't want to kill themselves; they want to get high.
How do you like it when? Have you ever had your house broken into or your car broken into?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, if you could try to imagine for a moment what it's been like. Mark, you've had your car broken into. I've had mine broken into, and things were stolen. And odds are good that those crimes, if you talk to most cops, and they're honest with you, they'll tell you that most thieving crimes and other violent crimes out there are in some way connected to somebody who was looking for some money for their next hit of crack or whatever it was, heroin, cocaine, whatever it was they were looking for. And so I guess I have to ask you then, do you like having your family at risk and having your possessions at risk from theft and violence?
That's just a problem inherent in society.
No.
It's a problem created by people that make drugs illegal. If those drugs were not illegal, then those people wouldn't be committing those crimes.
It's not to say that it would be utopia in the absence of drug laws. Certainly, there are always going to be psychotic people out there that are going to do crazy things. But you talk to any honest cop, and they'll tell you the super majority of the theft and other violent crimes that have to do with somebody losing something valuable or, you know, being held up or whatever have to do with somebody who is looking for money for drugs. And the reason for that is because those drugs are illegal. And when they're illegal, then the people that do business in those areas have an incentive to mark them up significantly to make the risk they're taking worthwhile. And so, therefore, these drugs are on the street at thousands of percentage points higher than their actual market value would likely be in the absence of prohibition. And so it's that price point that drives users, who most of them can't afford a cocaine or a crack habit, to steal things and to hold up liquor stores and things like that in order to get the money for their fix. So you can say to yourself that, well, it's great that drugs are illegal because somebody might hurt themselves. But that's really just an excuse to make yourself feel better about prohibition.
Right. You'd hate to think that you support a program that, in fact, puts my family at danger from being robbed by a crack addict, wouldn't you?
In all honesty, we need to keep these drugs off the street. I understand where you're coming from.
They're not off the streets.
They're off the streets. The drugs are on the streets, and people are killing each other for them.
And the drugs are killing them.
How many people are you willing to...
Wait. Just wait. Before you go on, sir, I want to correct you. I could jump off a cliff tomorrow. Do you think that's my right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I can kill myself by jumping off a cliff, but I can't kill myself by overdosing on cocaine or have a life dedicated to cocaine or heroin or something, one of these drugs?
It's a good point. It really is.
Well, yeah, it's all about freedom.
You own yourself, I own me, we get to pick.
Well, ideally, that would be nice if we actually owned ourselves, but the existence of these prohibition laws...
We don't.
That's the truth. And that's the problem. They would like you to believe that they own you, but they don't, in point of fact, actually own you. So people go out there and they use the drugs anyway, even though they are illegal. And, sir, I'd like to point out that, well, I don't know what they taught you in government school, but I remember what they taught me, and that was that these drugs are bad, and they'll put holes in your brain, and blah, 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 blah. Now, there are some drugs that are worse than others, okay? But what
they
we
are.
Have...
Some
there are some others. Worse than others.
Right. But when you make this sweeping statement like marijuana is as bad as cocaine,
you do a disservice.
He's on marijuana, right?
I know you didn't.
Let's talk about the other drugs briefly here, because when people talk about how dangerous these drugs are, they don't really have the full story. One of the reasons why people die from overdosing is because they're getting an amount of product that is concentrated typically at a higher level than they were expecting to. So a heroin user that is regularly purchasing a certain amount of heroin from his dealer, if his dealer ends up with a batch, for whatever reason, a mistake in the lab or something like that, ends up with a batch of heroin that's, you know, three or four times as powerful as he's normally selling out and doesn't realize it.
There's now no quality control in this.
Right. Then that user is expecting the same as he's normally used to getting, then injects four times as much and has himself an overdose. Or there's an impurity factor where these products are being made, as you're pointing out, no quality control in the backs of people's sheds and the bathrooms and things like that. And so so there could be impurities in these drugs that could also cause problems. It's not to say that purely, let's say that heroin or cocaine or whatever was made in a manufacturing facility under quality controlled conditions. That's not to say you couldn't overdose on drugs like that. As you pointed out, Mark, people overdose on
prescription. People overdose by mistake.
Right, but people overdose on prescription drugs.
You don't have to overdose on most of these drugs for them to kill you. X will kill you with one dose.
Really? What? Where did you hear that?
Okay, X is really a prescription drug,
dehydration.
Man.
Wait,
X will raise your body temperature to horrible amounts. If you don't know what you're doing, it'll kill you.
Okay. You're saying one dose of MDMA will kill somebody if their body overheats?
That's what it does.
Where did you hear about this?
My father is a detective. He worked for years undercover as a narcotics officer.
So he's a drug warrior then. So your dad is a fully indoctrinated drug warrior. You hang on for a moment. I'm going to bring you back. We'll talk a little bit about MDMA. It's one of my favorite drugs. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. I wonder if your dad has tried MDMA. Oh, wait. He's afraid it's going to kill him, right? 800-259-9231. I don't remember how many times I've done it. Probably at least 10, 15 times at this point. Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. 1976. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237, extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115, to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237, extension 115, for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. We're back with more. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line Saturday edition of the program. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI, the longtime super supporting sponsor of this show. Great guys over there. All right, so we continue taking your phone calls, and Justin has hung on the line very patiently. By the way, visit us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, Justin, bringing you back, I don't want you to feel like I'm jumping down your throat here or anything like that, but let's talk let's talk frankly and honestly about this evil drug called MDMA. Now,
the purpose of my call was actually for the viral thing, but we can discuss MDMA.
I would like to discuss it because the information you put out there in the last segment was partially inaccurate, and I want to explain exactly where it was accurate and where it was inaccurate. And it's not a surprise to me that you have this information in your head because, as you pointed out, your dad was part of the drug war for a number of years in the narcotics squad. Now, is it possible?
On top of that, I have also seen the bodies in the ER of these kids who have sat there and done this at the clubs and dropped.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay, so
it's a realistic concern because you're right. MDMA does increase internal core temperature. However, just taking MDMA and doing nothing will not result in an overheating experience. The kids you're talking about are going into a rave situation typically.
Sometimes they don't have very good air conditioning.
And there's a lot of people in there, and so it gets hot.
Overloads the air conditioners.
And in a lot of cases,
they dance their butts off.
They dance, and a lot of them take more than an average dose, okay? So they've taken a lot of MDMA, and they're dancing like crazy, and that, of course, increases their temperature even more, and it's absolutely possible for them to overheat, and it is possible
dance
for them
to die.
Dance
and kill them, kids.
There is no doubt about that. However, if they are hydrating themselves appropriately, then that's not typically a problem. Now, one of the things that's interesting about Prohibition is some of the unintended consequences that come from it. So, for instance, when MDMA was legal in the early 1980s, people were getting together and using it, and in, I think it was the Dallas, Texas area was where it was very popular back then, and they were getting together and they were using it very safely and enjoying themselves.
I have a question for you. What is the average dose for MDMA?
I think it's about 100 to 125 milligrams.
100 to 125 milligrams. So the guy at the club that's got, you know, the one with the elephant on the pill, he's going to be able to know exactly to give you 125 milligrams.
Well, now you're talking about a problem with the drug war.
Right.
The fact is, dosage is a problem that the drug war has created. You know exactly how much aspirin you're taking when you take an aspirin. You know how much alcohol you're getting when the bottle says 80 proof. You don't know how much drug you're getting when you take a pressed pill from drug dealer because it's illegal.
Right, because we're talking about unintended consequences of prohibition. You're right, you don't know exactly what you're getting. Plus, in many cases, in a club situation, you'll have people going in and selling what they are, what is called ecstasy or called the beans, where it's not just MDMA.
There's
a good chance.
I understand that.
Okay,
sure.
Well, I understand
that,
you understand.
That's a problem of the drug war.
But
that's a reason why it should be legal, not a reason to keep it illegal.
We're having
it being illegal is the reason that we have that problem.
The conversation
so
here, Justin,
drugs,
is Justin. The conversation
need to be in the hands of the kids.
What? No, the drugs are already in the hands of the kids.
Do you think that making alcohol legal? Do you think that making alcohol legal puts it in the hands of kids?
The alcohol ban on kids?
No, I'm saying no. Do you think that alcohol being legal right now puts it in the hands of children?
Being legal right now, yeah, but not to the extent that legalizing it for like 16-year-olds would do.
Well, I'm not. My partner and I disagree. My partner and I disagree on this. I believe that alcohol should be legal for parents, to be able to do what they wish, and then drugs, at the very least, as a step, should be legal for adults to do.
Okay, can we get back to talking about the unintended consequences of prohibition here? Because when we were talking about overheating with MDMA, and I was explaining that these, you know, people are buying these pills in the clubs, they're taking them in a club. In a lot of cases with the underground raves, and I don't know how often those still go on today, but in a lot of cases with underground raves and sub-club owners will turn off the water in the bathrooms at their location so they can encourage the kids to buy $5 bottles of water in their clubs, and some kids, you know, they're just not going to do it. And so because the water's not available for them to hydrate themselves, they're getting overheated, and they are dying, and that's a reality of the situation. But it's because of prohibition that these things are happening. Raves wouldn't have to be underground if they were legal. If it were legal to do these things, then they wouldn't have to be hiding out doing them. And
so at what age should these drugs be available?
Well, I think they should be available at any age you want to. Wants to sell them
at any age. So we've got your normal 15-year-old who really doesn't know much about life.
That's
wants
true.
To get high as quickly as possible. So he's going to take more than what he needs to do, and he's going to kill himself.
Well, it's possible. Now, think for a second that if
it's
you're
not
now, but think for a second. I want you to step into a new paradigm. All right. Imagine for a second that your father, knows that it's likely that you're going to want to do some kind of mind altering substance. You know, becomes a resource for you. You go to him. You say to him, "Dad, I think I'd like to do, you know, some dangerous drug." You pick it, crack. And he says, "Well,
crack wouldn't exist if it weren't for the war on drugs."
I understand. I'm just picking something that sounds horrible.
No. Crack would exist because it hits harder than coke. It's cheaper to make, and it hits harder than coke.
This is a tough argument to have. This is a tough argument to have, Ian. Crack might very well exist without the war on drugs. It was created during the war on drugs. You don't know. You can't just say. So say you go to Dad and say, "I want some crack." Your dad says, "Well, man, that crack's dangerous stuff, and you've got to be careful with it." And you say, "Dad, I really want crack. I want to try it out." Okay. So your dad's going to know better and help you with the dosage, that kind of thing.
I wouldn't let my kid try crack.
What are you going to do?
You and I and the majority of our listeners know that unfortunately a lot of parents out there aren't as responsible as that.
And so are you suggesting that through taxation that I become the parent of all of those children that aren't parented properly?
Pretty much that's the way it is now.
Yes, it is. And my question is, do you think that's right?
Of course it's not right.
There you go.
Again, we're digressing from the main point of my argument, which was the drug violence.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we kept you on for something besides the drug violence, but go on. Please, expound.
Okay. You legalize marijuana. Good to go. You legalize coke. not so good.
Why?
Now, how is now alcohol certainly had, when it was prohibited, a great deal of violence that went with it.
You bet.
How is it that you believe that somehow that the violence will increase with cocaine being become legalized? I would just think that it would decrease.
Would it increase or would it decrease?
There's
a good possibility it would decrease because the government would indeed sanction it.
Isn't that a good thing?
In exchange for deaths in Mexico, you're now starting to kill American citizens.
No, sir. You're not getting the full picture. There are people dying here in this country because of the war on drugs, because of the prohibition on these products, because of the danger that it injects into the dealing, doing the business side of things, because of the impurities and because of the overdosing. All of those things would go down, and all you need to do is look at the facts. I mean, go and look at Portugal. There was a report that came out recently. The Cato Institute put it out. It's not full legalization in Portugal, but what they did do, they did decriminalization for users. So users that are being caught with these products in Portugal are not being put in jail for it. And indeed, they found out that people are using more responsibly, and that everything that we've been saying on this show for years about what would happen in the absence of prohibition is indicated in Portugal.
Right. Now, that's real-world evidence, not fear-mongering.
So
I understand that. But cocaine is not alcohol. Cocaine is not marijuana. Cocaine is a highly addictive substance.
So what if it was once legal in this country?
It was
once legal in this country. Somehow we lived in this country with cocaine being legal far longer than it has been illegal.
You could go down to the corner store at age 10, walk in and buy yourself all the heroin and cocaine you wanted to, and nobody would bat an eye at you. And we didn't have any more serious problem back then than we do today of people being addicted to drugs. I'm sorry to tell you this, Justin, but you are uninformed on this issue, and you owe it to yourself to really look it up. You owe it to information he got from his dad, who was a drug warrior, who was also lied to. So, yeah, if you can believe that your dad was told lies and then passed those lies on to you, go and dig a little deeper. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things that you can do. Many of them are completely free or very low cost, like printing flyers, for instance, calling your local talk stations, all kinds of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, because there's so much misinformation out there. Not to say that we are the source of the hallmark of all good information. It's still a radio show, and you should still question everything you hear. But this is one of the few shows out there that's actually doing any job of iconoclasm, actually, you know, destroying the bad, fallacious ideas that have been put into people's heads. So if that's valuable to you, go to promote.freetalklive.com. That is helping us get into more ears. Promote.freetalklive.com. We continue here and talk to you about whatever you want. It's Ron in Florida listening to WFLA. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are talking about these dumb drug laws that we have. Number one, before you said that, marijuana has not been proven to cause one single death, and I think that's probably erroneous.
No, I said smoked marijuana. Has never been proven to cause one single death. No overdosing.
I'm sure somebody's crashed their car and done something stupid that killed themselves.
That's not marijuana, that's cars. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. Absolutely, somebody's crashed their car from being too high.
That's probably true.
Cause a drunk driver to crash his car, so. But anyway, the laws are never going to change as long as the government is making money, and the CIA is the biggest trafficker in heroin and cocaine in the world. So as long as they're in the game of making money off of illegal drugs, they're never going to make it legal.
Absolutely. You're right. It's no easy task changing this situation. But they changed it after Prohibition, so, you know, it could be done. It's not insurmountable.
No, but you're saying that it's already the CIA. It's been documented. They're the major player in the illegal drugs.
Sure, and there are sheriffs all around the country that are also pretty big players as well, importing and dealing.
Right. So, you know, as long as there's that kind of graft going on, they're never going to change the laws. It's just like that commercial you guys just played. You know, if they don't read the laws that they're passing, then what difference does it make? Well, you know what they say.
Yeah, I understand your frustration. That doesn't mean that I'll stop talking about it and stop pointing out how this war on drugs is insane and that it's hurting our friends and hurting our family members.
The only thing about this war on drugs is that it's arresting somebody for having something rather than doing something.
Victim.
Right, whether they have it or they do it, you're right. I mean, there's no crime in my mind if there is no victim, and you cannot be a victim of yourself. I mean, I suppose you could be, but you shouldn't be jailed for doing things to yourself that others might disagree with.
Well, I've been arrested times in my life for possession of marijuana, and twice it was in my underwear.
How many times? How many times were you arrested?
I think three times. My life.
Now, wait.
Now I think that's the first step in decriminalization, that you should be able to possess as much marijuana as you want in your underwear.
So the arrest didn't stop you from smoking it, did they?
Yes, they arrested me and took me to jail, and like three times.
Right, but I understand that it's likely that while you were in jail, you might not have been able to get it, although depending on how long you stayed there, it may have become available. Once you got out, you did it again because you got arrested two more times, right? So what I'm pointing out is for our last caller who was suggesting that, oh my gosh, you can't legalize cocaine because it's bad, it's going to hurt people. Well, people are already out there hurting themselves, and no amount of arresting them has put a stop to it.
Did you ever see Jacques Cousteau's Snowstorm in the Jungle?
I did not, no.
You have to, if you're, this is the first thing that, when I was a kid that he came out, you know, they had the Jacques Cousteau voyage and whatever.
Yeah, I thought he was a fishing guy. I didn't know he did cocaine reporting.
No, he was down in South America and they were going to document the different fish in the Amazon River.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they turned the corner, there was another operation of some guys cooking up cocaine.
Wow.
So he did a documentary called Snowstorm in the Jungle. And
that's
they
amazing.
Went and showed exactly how it was made. And they showed, you know, they take this cocaine and they stomp on it and they make it into a fluff and then they mix it with acetone and then they let that evaporate and then they take crystals and, you know, they did this whole process.
Yeah, it's quite a process.
What he was saying was, well, if they don't have acetone, then they use diesel fuel. Or if they don't have diesel fuel, they'll use regular gasoline. And they, you know, he documented of all the pollution and everything that this was being caused. And when I was a kid, I saw this and I was like, my God, I could go buy, you know, some gas and off gas to get the same buzz as that. What, you know, what, that turned me off so much to that stuff. And I just, what I think is they should just show that to kids in school, and nobody would want to do it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. It's not a bad idea. I don't recommend cocaine. I've never tried it myself. I'm not interested in it. It's one of those drugs that's just, it's from what I understand, it's pretty distasteful. The people that use it, I don't really care much for their attitude and, you know, kind of the cokehead demeanor. But people should be free to do it, and they're doing it anyway. You know, the reality is there are over 1.5 million Americans arrested for drug, mostly possession crimes, as so-called crimes, every single year. Half of those numbers, over 800,000, are people being arrested for marijuana possession alone, and the rest of them are all of the other drugs combined. And that's a lot of lives being ruined, and a lot of people being put in jail, and a lot of people being hurt and having their families torn apart. And those things don't help. But having those punishments for possessing drugs do not help people. They make their lives worse. They make them more likely to spiral down into a depression and continue using, and in fact, maybe even step up their usage patterns after getting into a situation like that. Because if you get busted and you have to go to jail and you get fired from your job and then you don't have any money, and then what do you do? I mean, it's
not uncommon for people to drown their sorrows in some mind-altering substance.
Yeah. So it doesn't help. This whole war on drugs in no way helps people. It does not keep people safe. And it doesn't reduce crime. It actually increases it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tyler in Florida, also listening to WFLA. Hey, Tyler.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys for a healthy dose of reality for this society. You know, I read an article the other day that said we've spent over $1 trillion on the war on drugs.
Jeez.
And you are absolutely right that it hasn't done any good at all whatsoever, and it's exactly like prohibition. You see all this stuff down in Mexico. You talk about the stimulus bill where they're, you know, taxing and spending all this money. We spent just as much on the war on drugs, and it hasn't gotten us anywhere. And I just wanted to say thank you for pointing that out. We need that as a society.
I'll hear
your comment. I'm going to hang up.
Thanks for the call tonight. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Right,
and,
you know, it's not a very popular position to take, to get out there and defend stoners and drug addicts. I mean, who would want to do that? But sure enough, if you take a look at your life, there's a good chance that you're a drug user, or, you know, sometimes if you look at your life, I'm not talking about today, but if you look at your life, you've used drugs, or at the very least, you've used alcohol, which is a drug, and it just happens to be legal. You know, if it's tobacco, if it's alcohol,
For goodness sake, I didn't used to be able to operate without caffeine in the morning. I still can't operate without decaffeinated coffee. Mm. I mean, I prefer it. I to say I can't operate it is not so.
You can't go to bed without your cigar, your nightly
I'm addicted to nicotine. There's no doubt about it. And so, you know, to look down on these other people who have different addictions, and their lives aren't put together as well, but likely they're not able to hold down jobs and have families, well, to some extent because of the war on drugs and not because of their addiction.
You know, the war on drugs in many ways treats every drug user exactly the same. In many cases, there are mandatory minimums. Mm. So if you get caught with, you know, a hit of LSD or ecstasy or something like that, there is in many cases, and I'm not saying it's necessarily this way in your state, but in many cases, there's a mandatory minimum. The federal or local judges have to hand down a specific sentence regardless of the circumstances of the case. You could argue that the war on drugs is out there trying to stop kids from getting their hands on these drugs. But
it might
not be
out there just trying to fill the prisons to create more jobs for more bureaucrats.
Yeah,
and therefore, you know, making the taxes go higher so that the government gets more of your money.
So it's not stopping kids from using drugs at all. It's actually making the situations they get into with their drug use more dangerous. So I'll repeat, if you care about young people in America, if you care about drug addicts, if you care about other people, then you should allow them to make their own mistakes and suffer the consequences from their mistakes, because the consequences from a night snorting too much cocaine, as long as you don't overdose, the consequences are much less serious than if you ended up going to jail for doing the same thing.
If you care about the erosion of the Constitution, if you care about a big intrusive government poking around in your life, and if you care about organized crime, then you should be for the drug war. You should be for keeping drugs illegal, because that's what it does. It erodes the Constitution. It's destroyed the Fourth Amendment, and you know it increases the size of government in so many ways. It funds things like the Iran-Contra scandal, and it funds these Mexican drug lords who are killing each other and killing Americans and killing innocent people in Mexico. That's what the drug war brings you, people. You've got it in your headlines, you're looking at it in the face, and you got your eyes covered and your ears plugged.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would you have been better off if you'd spent 10 years in prison for smoking marijuana, if you ever did? More coming up, Hour 3 is on the way. If you're on the line, we'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.